Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. I'm at the NFA meeting in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm with Ian Newton, the general manager with Flooring 101 in Southern California, and also the vice president of the NFA. Ian, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You know, I was with you at Edge back in December of last year, the Mohawk meeting, and that was very serendipitous for you guys. We'll get into that in just a minute because you met somebody and you've ended up buying their stores. Now you have 7 stores. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about just business. How is business for you so far this year?
So far, business has been good. The first quarter was pretty strong. Second quarter just slowed down a little bit for us, but I think we gained ground towards the end of August. So I'm hoping that we can round off September with a good month.
Well, from what I'm hearing, most of the people I talk to in the retail business, especially with a focus on replacement like you guys have, it's been kind of soft this year. So I guess you should count yourself lucky, huh?
We do, and we work hard at it, too. I mean, we keep our advertising going. We're very aggressive. We allow our salespeople to be very aggressive. And what we did at the end of last year is we purchased a lot of inventory before the tariffs, so I think that gave us a real advantage in our market.
So what kind of advertising do you do?
Mostly it's all lead generation, internet. That's really the primary of it. And then a little local TV. We try to hit most of the local news spots, things like that. But it's all either direct mail pieces or internet.
Can you cover your 5-store area on the same TV?
No. We just try to stay local.
All right, well, let's talk about this expansion. Again, you went to Edge. You ended up meeting some folks that had some stores a little bit further south than you. Tell us the story, if you would.
Well, the store's a little bit further north, about 100 miles away. We've known the company. We knew the original founder for years and years. And just in a casual conversation with it, it came up at the Edge meeting in Florida. They mentioned that they would possibly interest in to sell that company. It seemed like the perfect match. And after looking at numbers and meeting with them and going back and forth, we put together a deal I think was good for everybody. It was a very good opportunity for us to expand. We were able to purchase the buildings too, the locations. We own all the real estate that we do business out of, which, you know, obviously gives us a big advantage. So the opportunity to not only buy the business, but to be able to buy the real estate too, made it really interesting. And obviously that's what took a little bit more time to put that all together, all the financing. But fantastic opportunity for a company. We're really excited about expanding what they do. It was kind of interesting because their business and their company somewhat mirrored what we do, kind of how we go to business. I mean, obviously they own the real estate, they had a lot of inventory, they stocked a lot of inventory, and a lot of things they did, we did. I think maybe we were a little bit more advanced in some areas as far as computers and internet workings and advertising, but we're in the point now where we're bringing them up to speed on that. But they had really good foundation as far as the salespeople, really strong. They had the installers there, and you got almost 7 decades of them trading in that area. So it's a tremendous opportunity.
And so for what I understand, first generation had run this business for 45, 50 years or so.
Yes.
And it was the second generation that some were in, some weren't, and there was some real estate involved. And so they kind of decided that to keep the family happy, probably better to sell.
Yeah, they made that very clear at the beginning of the conversations that we had with them, that they wanted to make sure that we kept the business going and that we kept, they were very concerned that they want us, that we would keep the salespeople and the employees in the company and so forth. So
So they have a different brand name. What's your plan there? Your Flooring 101, what are they called?
They were G&S Carpets. Originally it was a sewing company, probably, I don't know, 65, 70 years ago. It started off as a U.S. sewing company, and then they changed to flooring, and it became G&S Flooring under the original founder's first names. Now it will become Flooring 101 G&S, okay. And probably eventually it'll be just Flooring 101.
So they're about 100 miles away. What have you done as far as, you've maintained the staff there. What changes within the organization? You bring in your own managers or just change the print on the checks?
We brought in one manager who moved up into that area. It was a good opportunity for him. Basically, other than that, we've kept everybody the same, all the warehouse the same, staff the same, offices the same, salespeople the same.
And the product mix was a close match?
Very similar. We've already made one of the locations, just installed the Stainmaster Flooring Center in there, so that's going to be in SFC. Mm-hmm. There'll be somewhat of a different product mix, but very similar. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we're bringing the stocking products that we like to stock. There's one big difference, I think, we'll be bringing in a lot more hard surface than what they had before. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't give me any specifics, but what do you think the incremental percentage of business growth this will give you in the first year?
I would say in the first year, I'm hoping it'll probably add, 20-25%.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And so if you run the numbers from 5 to 7 stores, that's actually just a little bit better than an incremental if you were, breaking it down by number of stores. That's good.
The two locations are large locations. The one's really is 25,000-foot building. It used to be a grocery store. We see that there's a lot of opportunity there. I mean, the numbers they're doing now, we haven't even started advertising yet. It's been really good.
So you mentioned Stainmaster Flooring Center. I'm just curious. That's primarily a carpet brand. Tell me about the mix there. I'm curious. One of the reasons I asked the question is because we hear some people talking about AB 2398, the whole tax on carpet and how that's disproportionately hurt the sale of carpet in California. What's your take on that?
Obviously, the carpet business has been challenged. There's no doubt about it. But I still think that the low-end and the high-end carpet is still doing well. It's really the middle-end that's really been taken away in the market by LVP. So as far as the Stainmaster, you get a little bit better quality mix. And we really like the brand. Consumers recognize the brand. So we've had good success with that. And we figure we're not going to change it now. We still sell a lot of carpet.
Is it 45% of your sales?
No, it's probably close to 30%.
Yeah. And that makes sense that in Southern California,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, it does. It does. But we still enjoy Southern carpet.
I remember asking you before, you don't do a lot of ceramic tile, do you?
We do not, no.
Did the two new stores, were they into the tile business?
No. Most same as us. They did more carpet than what we do in our mix. They were probably more like 45-55, 45% carpet, so...
Well, congratulations on potentially a 20 to 25% growth with running into the right people and helping them get what they need to get done. And then it helps you perfect for everybody involved, right?
I think so. I think it's going to be win-win for everybody.
All right, Ian, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Ian Newton, the general manager at Flooring 101, a Southern California 7-store chain of independent retail stores. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaAlley.net.